This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
It's hard to believe, but there has not been a San Mateo County Sheriff elected by the public in 25 years. One man wants to put a stop to that. His name, Mark Melville.
I'm going to start out by asking you the question that I ask most people that I interview that are running for public office, and that is, why do you want to be sheriff?
Well, the reason I want to be sheriff is I didn't like the way the previous or the current sheriff was put into office. They were appointed by the Board of Supervisors. They were not elected at large. And I looked at that and I said, wow, here in San Mateo County, we haven't had a true sheriff's election in 25 years. I think the people of San Mateo County deserve the opportunity to elect their next sheriff. That's why I decided to get into this race.
Other than the fact that this will be a fair election, what do you bring to the table? Why should people vote for you?
Well, I bring obviously a different perspective. I've been in municipal government for over 40 years. I've been a police chief. I've been a city manager. I've been an elected council member. I look at things a little bit differently, what I call traditional policing that we see out there today.
So, first day on the job, what are you going to do?
Well, the first day on the job is what I've told many people is I'm going to go through the whole department, and we're going to put the right people in the right places to get our job done, because I believe we can be better than we are. I don't think we're getting everything out of everybody that we should ought to be. So that's going to be my first thing. And then we're going to tackle the issues of staffing, because we're down 60 bodies. We're going to tackle the issues of training. Then we're going to focus on the issues of obviously community policing and getting out there and being part of the communities.
I didn't realize that there was such competition for police departments. I read in the newspaper that the San Jose Police Department is a little bit unhappy with their brothers in San Francisco because they took out a big billboard right by the San Jose PD headquarters saying, come be a San Francisco cop.
Well, there is a lot of competition. There's no doubt about it. Everybody is looking for the best quality people that they can hire. And I agree with that. We need to go out and actively recruit. With San Francisco, I don't think they offer that much more than we do, but it's a name. It's a big name.
Now, you said that we were a little bit short on personnel. How does that affect the coastside?
Well, it does affect the coastside because we run short on personnel at times. All personnel are on mandatory 24 hours of overtime every 2 weeks. So, that gets to be long and tedious and tiresome. It could, end up getting somebody hurt. We obviously hope not, but it could.
I know when it comes to the fire department and other public offices, I hear that part of the problem is the fact that people don't live in the area they work. They sometimes live in the East Bay or even further out and have to commute in. So how does that affect things?
Well, that does affect things. I mean, sometimes it's just unaffordable to live in San Mateo County. The officers, the deputies, they want to raise families. They've got to go somewhere where they can do that, maintain that lifestyle, which causes them to have to commute all the way over here, because we do pay fairly well, but not enough to really get them to live here. I can remember many years ago, the county had a program, put down $100,000 for a first-time homebuyer. you know, and it's something that I would hope that I might be able to persuade them to do that again.
Good thing that I can edit this and take my time. Do you feel there's any part of our population that is underserved? Is there any segment of our community that you feel could be better served?
It all gets down to the definition of served. You know, public safety obviously is our number one concern. My philosophy is that we're educators. We're teaching people how not to become victims. We're teaching them how to better be victims and help us if they are. You know, we do good with our school resource officers programs, but, you know, there is that segment of where we've lost connection to the people. And it's because short on personnel, you don't get to go out and meet and greet all the people that you used to. You know, we don't do the foot beats anymore. We don't, you know, get out when the schools are getting out and those kinds of things and being in their neighborhoods. And that's where we need to focus, is getting back in touch with the community. So one, they trust us and they're not afraid to call us. So, you know, we want to be closer and we can be closer, but we got to get our staffing levels back up and we'll be a lot better at it.
Are there programs that we can put into place that would help us with our young people, for example?
Well, we do a lot of, as I said, our school resource officers are with the children almost daily through school. Obviously through sports, through our SAL program. Most of the local police agencies have PAL programs. You know, we want that interaction, but, you know, I think we can take it to other programs. And I've done that in other places, is getting into the driver's education program as these young kids are coming up and getting their driver's licenses for the first time. I'd like to see us more involved in that area so we can cut down on the number of injuries and death caused by our young drivers. Drivers between 14 and 23 are killing more people in California than anywhere else.
Earlier you were talking about communication, and I heard you say on other occasions that you believe in transparency. If somebody is listening to this interview and they want to talk to you on a one-to-one basis, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, you know, I've been handing out a lot of cards. It has my phone number on it. And I've said that when I win, that card will still be valid. You can call that phone number and talk to me. Ask me a question. And transparency for me is a big thing, because I've said that law enforcement does a terrible job of telling the people what we do, why we do it, and how we do it. We need to be open and honest with them. We should not have anything to hide. I mean, you can see what's going on around this country. Law enforcement's got a bad name in a lot of areas. And I look at it as, well, they're their own worst enemies. They come out and tell us what we did. If we did something wrong, we should say we did something wrong and how we're going to fix it. So people can learn to trust us and say, hey, these guys will at least admit when they're wrong and they'll fix it. And that's what they want. They want that continuity, that honesty and openness. And that's what I'm going to bring to the office.
Now, you have an affection for the coast side because you live out here. You live in Montero, I believe.
I live in Montero. I was a policeman here in Half Moon Bay in 1978 to 1980. I love it being out here on the coast. I've been out, I've been out here now myself almost 8 years, and I love every single minute of it. It's a good place to be, and it's an awesome place to work.
So rather than go in, which we can't do because we only have a few minutes for the interview, but as far as all of the positions, statements of what you believe, what you'd like to do, I understand this is all contained on your website. People can go and they can get your statements as to what you stand for. What is your website?
Yeah, my website's a real easy one. Melville, the number 4, sheriff2018.com. And my phone number is 650-730-3187. Call, text, leave me a message. I definitely will get back to you. Matter of fact, I have one caller from Ireland. I was shocked. Emailed me and then called me. She had an issue with the San Mateo County outside the sheriff's office purview, but I was able to contact people to try to help her out. And I think that's what we need to do, is we need to be helpful. We need to be a resource, even if it doesn't pertain to law enforcement and what we do in the sheriff's office. We still should be that point of contact.
I agree. Thank you for taking the time to come in and visit with us, and all the best to you, my friend.
I appreciate it, and vote for me come June 5th.
If you want to know more about Mark and his campaign efforts, visit his website, Melville4Sheriff2018.com. Melville4Sheriff2018.com. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. Thank you for listening. Our time machine feature will take us back, well, just a few years to 2002. Do you remember all that was going on then? Join host Cameron Palmer as we take another ride in the KHMB time machine just 90 seconds away on your hometown community station, 100.9 and AM 1710, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Michelle Dragony, founder and the chief buzz officer of CoastsideBuzz.com. One of my favorite places to buzz into is Granola's Coffee House on Highway 1 next to BK Motors. I love their hash brown crust quiche. Ugh, gluten-free and lots of good protein to keep me pedaling. And if you time it just right, a fresh, hot strawberry jam croissant will hit the spot. Mmm. Baking with love and purpose, Granola's Coffee House has become the go-to stop for house-made, healthy baked goods featuring vegan and gluten-free options. Whether it's a quick coffee run or a place to catch up on extra work, make Granola's part of your routine. So buzz on over to Granola's Coffee House, Highway 1 next to BK Motors, or visit them online, granolascoffeehouse.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Get your tickets now for the 11th annual Taste of the Coast, where you can dine, drink, and make a difference. This year's event will once again showcase the culinary delights of dozens of coastside restaurants and offer an exciting array of silent auction items, all to benefit senior coastsiders. Join the fun on Sunday, May 20th from 5 o'clock to 7:30 p.m. Advance tickets are $50 per person or $80 for two. Day of tickets will be $60 at the door per person and $90 for two. Discounted senior tickets are $40 per person in advance or two for $70. And day of senior pricing is $50 per person or two for $80. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Call 650-726-9056 for more information or go to our website at seniorcoastsiders.org where you can buy tickets as well.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
2002. May 2002. Do you remember what you were doing then? And what was happening on the coastside? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, the Planning Commission to expand from 5 to 7 people. A proposal to expand the Half Moon Bay Planning Commission has been submitted by supporters as an effort to broaden the public participation. However, opponents say it's a way to stack the deck politically with their loyal followers. The city council is going to have to make a decision on this. The ordinance passed 3-2 with Naomi Patridge and Jerry Donovan voting no. Price tags equals for Devil Slide Solutions. A tunnel at Devil Slide on Highway 1 could be built for roughly the same amount as the inland bypass, according to a long-awaited study just released. The average cost of building a 4,000-foot-long tunnel through San Pedro Mountain would run from $131 million to $148 million. And Half Moon Bay temperatures equal record high. After days of fog last week, sunshine broke through over the weekend, and temperatures on local beaches reached 84 degrees. And by Tuesday, they tied the record for Half Moon Bay, coming in at a whopping 90 degrees. And now for a little history from my pub, Cameron's Restaurant. I knew the repaving of the parking lot would prove disruptive and highly inconvenient, but had no idea the various hurdles we'd have to jump through. We expected to be using the now-finished hotel parking lot for the restaurant, and the second set of doors leading into the game room as the main entrance. No surprises there. What did not apparently come as a plan was a surprise when the major bulldozing occurred was the unearthing of the thousands and thousands of bottles from bygone years where bartenders must have dumped them. I was hoping for some genuine antique bottles, but no luck there despite the scrutiny since my brother has a great antique bottle collection at his ranch and thought I had solved what to get him for his birthday, but no luck. They were all broken. The glass menagerie caused delaying repaving, another one for those hurdles to jump. Thanks to Republic Services on Highway 92, we were able to discard of them. A special thanks to Michael Mahoney, who runs the Ox Mountain facility. Unexpected garbage fines can certainly hold up the timetables for a project. By the way, my bartenders fortunately know how to properly dispose of the current bottles that we go through every day, and that would be called recycling. We do hope you'll visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. It's 2002, and these are the stories making the news. Kmart becomes the largest retailer in American history to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, also followed by WorldCom and United Airlines. A wildfire destroys almost 500,000 acres in Oregon's Siskiyou National Forest, while forest fires in Colorado destroy nearly 100,000 acres of land, making them the worst in the state's history. Two snipers in Washington, D.C. area killed 10 people and injured 3 more, spreading the panic and fear. Over the Atlantic, the euro becomes the official currency of 12 of the European Union's members. In space news, the Mars Odyssey spacecraft finds signs of high water ice deposits on the planet Mars, and a huge 660-pound meteorite plunges into the Earth's atmosphere and explodes in a fireball over the southern Bavaria, Germany. Our 2002 cost of living snapshot shows a new house will cost over $228,000 on an average income of $42,409, and it will cost you $1.61 a gallon to drive to work. Popular films include The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, Harry Potter, and The Chamber of Secrets, Spider-Man, and Star Wars Episode II. Attack of the Clones. In popular music, this singer, songwriter, and actress incorporates elements of pop, rock, folk, country, and blues in her music. She also turns out hits, and this number 5 on the AC charts. Here's Sheryl Crow and Soak Up the Sun. It's not how-
can rock on.
Born in Los Angeles in 1981, his first public onstage singing performance occurred in the seventh grade. He has never left the stage since. His music turns gold, even platinum. This is but one example. Here's Joss Groban with To Where You Are.
Who can say for certain? Maybe you're still here. I feel you all around me. Your memory so clear. Deep in the stillness, I can hear you speak. You're still an inspiration. Can it be that you are mine forever, love? And you are watching over me from up above. Fly me up to where you are beyond the distant star. I wish upon tonight to see you smile. If only for a while to know you're there. A breath away is not far to where you. Inside my dream, and isn't faith believing all power can't be seen? As my heart holds you just one beat away, I cherish all you gave me every day, 'cause you are mine. Watching me from above, and I believe that angels breathe, and that love.
What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Where is this village of the coastside?
It's virtually everywhere. For example, in May, enjoy mysteries at the library and opera in Redwood City, or take a coastal walk starting at Sam's. On Mondays, it's pickleball. Beginners welcome.
Wow, those villagers really get around.
And there's more. You can find the whole list on our website, villageofthecoastside.org. We're redefining aging on the coastside. There's lots to do, and villagers are doing it. You can be one, too.
Visit villageofthecoastside.org or call 440-5030. Again,
440-5030.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I'm doing a three-part show on disaster preparedness for your pets. Emergencies come in many forms, and they may require anything from a brief absence from your home to permanent evacuation. Each type of disaster requires different measures to keep your pets safe, so the best thing you can do for yourself and your pets is to be prepared. Here are simple steps from the ASPCA you can follow now to make sure you're ready before the next disaster strikes. Step 1. Get a rescue alert sticker. This easy-to-use sticker will let people know that pets are inside your home. Make sure it is visible to rescue workers. We recommend placing it on or near your front door. And that includes the types and numbers of pets in your home, as well as the name and number of your veterinarian. If you must evacuate with your pets, and if time allows, write evacuated across the stickers. To get a free emergency pet alert sticker for your home, fill out the ASPCA's online order form and allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Step number 2. Arrange a safe haven. Arrange a safe haven for your pets in the event of an evacuation. Do not leave your pets behind. Remember, if it isn't safe for you, it isn't safe for your pets. They may become trapped or escape and be exposed to numerous life-threatening hazards. Note that not all shelters accept pets, so it is imperative that you have determined where you will bring your pets ahead of time. Contact your veterinarian for a list of preferred boarding kennels and facilities. Ask your local animal shelter if they provide emergency shelter or foster care for pets. Identify hotels or motels outside of your immediate area that accept pets. Ask friends and relatives outside your immediate area if they would be willing to take in your pet. Pet Patrol will continue in a minute, but first, a word about a great dog food sale at Kibbles and Gifts. The Honest Kitchen introduces new single-serve cups equivalent to a 12-ounce can of dog food, on sale for just 99 cents. Made in the USA, in a human food production facility, Honest Kitchen dog food cups are available in grain-free chicken, turkey, and beef flavors. If you want to treat your dog to a quality and healthy product, then take advantage of this introductory 99-cent sale. Plus, get a $5 off coupon for a full-size box of Honest Kitchen dog food while supplies last. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. And now, back to the show. Step number 3, choose designated caregivers. This step will take considerable time and thought. When choosing a temporary caregiver, consider someone who lives close to your residence. He or she should be someone who is generally home during the day while you are at work or has easy access to your home. A set of keys should be given to this trusted individual. This may work well with neighbors who have pets of their own. You may even swap responsibilities depending upon who has accessibility. When selecting a permanent caregiver, you'll need to consider other criteria. This is a person to whom you are entrusting the care of your pet in the event that something should happen to you. When selecting this foster parent, consider people who have met your pet and have successfully cared for animals in the past. Be sure to discuss your expectations at length with the permanent caregiver so he or she understands the responsibility of caring for your pet. In part 2, I will discuss preparing emergency supply kits. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com.
Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Here's a few words from Juliet Kulda, owner and lead listing agent of the Kulda Group with Keller Williams Realty.
We have been a part of the Half Moon Bay community for over 25 years. It's a perfect place to grow a family and a business. It's great to see our clients, family, and friends around town. And we know it can be very stressful buying or selling a house. And the Kulda Group is here to make that process as smooth as possible. When you have a team, there's a synergy and a dynamic that kicks in, allowing us to do more for our clients. I think the key to being a really great real estate agent is to put your clients' needs first. Knowing the inventory, pricing, and market trends allows us to be your real estate experts. If you're considering selling a home here in Half Moon Bay, you'll be very happy to hear that our average price is now almost $1.4 million, which is an increase of 16% over the past year alone. For a free listing or buyer consultation, or to learn more about career opportunities, please call the Kulda Group at 650-560-8663 or visit our website at kuldagroup.com. And thank you, Half Moon Bay, for voting us the favorite realtor over the last 3 years.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hi, I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian, and this week's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'd like to share some information from the National Kidney Foundation regarding our kidneys. A recent publication reported an increased number of people could develop chronic kidney disease. While the likelihood of developing complete kidney failure is much lower, chronic kidney disease is on the rise and has been linked to a number of adverse health outcomes. Why is this occurring? Mainly for two reasons. The first reason being the increased rate of diabetes, now the most prevalent cause of kidney failure. And the second reason is the aging of our population. As we age, we all lose some kidney function, and with people living longer, we have decreased kidney function. Is there anything we can do to help our kidneys? The answer is yes. And after a word from our sponsor, Shepherd Family Dentistry, I'll return with three everyday things you can do for your kidneys.
Dental care for every season of life. This is Dr. Brian Shepherd of Shepherd Family Dentistry. Every day offers another reason to smile. Why not enjoy every moment to the fullest with a healthier smile from a practice that treats you like part of the family, no matter what season of life you are in? We invite you to enjoy a family practice for all ages and stages. Complete dentistry under one roof, a focus on personalized care, and a team that exceeds expectations in an environment of total comfort and convenience. Drop by for a visit. We would love to meet you.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
I've been talking about your kidneys and now want to present three small lifestyle changes that can help your kidneys. The first, increase physical activity. Recent studies have found that people who sit too long and don't engage in regular physical activity are more likely to develop kidney disease. So walk some more and take the stairs and do it regularly. Number two, try to treat minor pain symptoms without medication. Common pain meds like ibuprofen and aspirin, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, can be damaging to your kidneys if used on a regular basis. Try topical approaches to pain relief like heating pads and ice and massaging the sore areas. And number three, read food and medication labels. High sodium intake can lead to increases in high blood pressure, a major cause of kidney disease. So be aware of the sodium content of your food, especially in packaged foods like chips, processed cheese, lunch meat, frozen meals, and canned foods. Aim for a sodium intake of 2,000 milligrams per day. Read medication labels for sodium content as well. Another food additive in processed foods that should not be eaten in large quantities is phosphorus, so read labels. I'm Kathy Henderson, registered dietitian, this week's host for Keeping Pace with Your Health, wishing you good kidney health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's. Good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, everybody. This is the host of Coastside Carousel, Kelly Morlock. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Our guest today is Steve Lamley of the local band Faultline, and he'll be sharing some great stories about performing music on the Coastside in just a minute. But first, we need to thank our sponsor, Cameron, of Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn. It's a great place to get a bite to eat, meet your friends for a drink, bring your kids to play some awesome games, see the progress of the hotel, which I think is almost done, and also listen to some great music. Every Thursday night at 7 is Ori's Open Mic. Fridays and Saturdays at 9 o'clock is karaoke, where you can be a star. And then every so often, usually the last Friday of the month, Cameron will have a live band, and Faultline just got done playing there. Steve, did you have a good time?
Oh, it was a great time. Great turnout. And everybody's up dancing, and we even had one person dancing on a walker, so that's pretty cool.
That is totally great. You get everybody up and rocking.
Absolutely.
With the walkers and rockers. And
walkers and rockers.
That's about Coastside style, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's jump into a song real quick.
Sure.
You've got some, tell us just a little bit about what we're going to listen to first, and then we'll talk more about the band on the other side.
Okay. This is a song called Nothing to Show. It was written by Dennis Buck and Rob Hatcher. And what we're sharing with you today are actually some demo versions that we worked on a while back, and we're in the process of updating them now. So forgive any technical difficulties, but here you go. This is called Nothing to Show.
All right. Nothing to Show by Faultline.
With you, yeah, I'm
show for having messed with you. And I've been walking around with nowhere to go. Got nothing to show for having messed with you. And I've been walking around with nowhere to go. Got nothing to show for having messed with you.
All right, that's groovy Coastside music, Steve.
Well, thank you. Groove on.
So tell us a little bit about the band and the guys in the band.
We're Fault Line. We're from El Granada, California, all of us. We all live within 5 or 6 blocks of each other.
That's super local.
Really local. And we're proud of that, as a matter of fact. A lot of the guys have been playing in Coastside bands for a lot of years, off and on. I worked with one of the key writers, and we worked together about 20, 25 years ago, off and on. We had our own separate projects. I had a band called the Lollygaggers, which was rose out of the ashes of the Worm Farm band. And, yeah, this is local stuff, folks. And so we always threatened to play together, each other, and get back together and work together. We all get along great, and this is how we got here.
Okay, great. When did this incarnation of all of you guys playing together, when did Fault Line?
Fault Line, I've had it for about 8 years.
8 years now.
And different incarnations and stuff. This group of guys I get for about the last 4 years, 3 to 4 years, and everybody gets along great. It's really good dynamic, and in the music business, it's really awesome.
That's important, because the good mood and the collaboration carries over to the audience.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
If you guys are having fun, it makes it usually easier for the audience to have fun.
Absolutely. And we do the best. We have a lot of fun. So
that's important. All right. So you've played at Cameron's recently, and you've played at the Wine Room.
We've done the Wine Room, Cameron's. We did the IDS Hall, the Crab Feed, last December.
Oh.
And had a great crowd there. Those guys really bust a hump. They really do a nice job. And they've asked us back. We're back there again on November 10th. So get your tickets for the Crab Feed on November 10th.
Oh, thank you for the advance notice, because you need it.
You definitely need it, and it's well worth it. Don't hesitate.
Yeah. Okay. So, and just so folks know, this is 2018, if this is ever.
Yeah.
Actually, it's May already.
It's May already. It'll be here before we know it.
Yeah. All right. We'll have to look and see when those go for sale. Go online, or however you get them. Go for sale. All right. So speaking of crab and the Coastside, this next song we're going to listen to is Land of Plenty.
Absolutely. Land of Plenty. It's kind of a topical song. If you take a listen to the lyrics, and it's a few years old, but the lyrics still hold true today.
Looking forward to it. Land of Plenty, everybody, by Fault Line.
Curves and beautiful hair.
Another Coastside groovy song.
Absolutely. That's our waltz.
That's your waltz. In three. All right. So tell us some of your some stories about playing on the Coastside, because I'm sure there are some good ones out there.
Oh boy.
And that's what people like to hear, like the nitty gritty, the wild times back when the Coastside used to be wild.
It still is. It's out there.
Oh,
it's
is it? Okay.
There. Oh, yeah.
Well, you guys, I know you were talking about you used to rehearse over at the storage areas in Princeton, and a lot of bands used to.
Right.
But that's gone.
That's all gone now. So there's basically a lot of homeless musicians looking for places to play and all that. We used to be able to go out there and set up any time and do recording and just plug and go. And that's all gone away since the Ghost Ship Fire thing. And J7 Studios was an alternative for us at that time.
But right.
They went belly up at the same time, which is a shame.
Well, because they had the extra restrictions from the Ghost Ship.
Right.
All right. So tell us some more wild times from before then.
Wild times is...
So you used to play up at, you said at Applejack's?
Applejack's.
You guys had some wild times?
Back in the early 80s, I was in a band called the Gaslighters.
Mm.
And, I've been doing this a while. So we played Applejack's all the time. And we actually did a live album up there that never got released. But there were people dancing on the roof. Out in the street, I kid you not.
Dancing on the roof.
Yeah.
Well, you can
hear it's still there, too. So, they weren't jumping up. Yeah, the roof is still there. But that was a fun times up there. One great story I could tell you about then, used to play the Keystone Palo Alto quite a bit back in the day. This is with the Gaslighters.
Okay.
And we had a opening slot with the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and back then, if you're in the music business, you get a gig like that, you got to sell tickets, and you got to sell a lot of tickets. And if you don't sell enough tickets, they kick you out and get somebody else. Anyway, so we were selling tickets. I was managing a chain of record stores at the time. Tickets available at the counter.
Yeah.
So
I used to do that back then, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's just the way it was. So one of the main stores was in San Carlos. So John Lee Hooker was a resident of San Carlos at the time. We were talking. He used to come in quite a bit. And we'd shoot the breeze. Very nice gentleman. He came in and said, I'm thinking about going to see the Fabulous Thunderbirds on Friday. And I was, oh, John, we're there. You know, we're the opening slot. And he says, well, you put me on the guest list. Okay.
I guess you have that authority.
So you go up there and you just sign in. There's how many tickets we sold and all that. So they get who you got on the guest list? John Lee Hooker. And they look at you and go, right. Right. So, God bless them. Sure enough, about 7:30 that night, here comes John Lee Hooker with about six ladies around his arms coming in.
Oh, he traveled in style.
Yeah, oh yeah. John was a great guy. He's a very magnetic personality. He came in and signed at the front door, and then all the people that work at the club were like, John, come on in. We got a table for you. And Elizabeth, no. I'm on the guest list. I'm here as a guest of the Gaslighters, and I brought six people with me. You marked me down that I came as a guest of them.
That is so cool. He knew the importance of that.
Yeah, and that was so cool, man. So we're up there doing our thing and everything. And there's John Lee Hooker going, doing the Boogie Children thing out there with all these people dancing around him.
That is groovy.
And I still have a picture on my wall in my music room of the Fabulous Thunderbirds with John Lee Hooker, and it's from that night. That was pretty cool.
That's great. The Fabulous Thunderbirds were a blast.
They're awesome.
What a great gig for you.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Well, it's just one. I could go on forever. But.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. We got a little more time.
You're cut off.
Well, no, not quite yet. Speaking of things happening and good things happening, this next song I think is apropos. It's called Rain Dance.
Absolutely. We got lots of rain this year, and it's kind of a celebration of life kind of song.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so everybody, this is once again Steve Lamley with Faultline, and we're going to listen to their original tune, Rain Dance.
Where the secret leaves a flying, yeah. It's been holding clouds of crying, yeah. Nose is pressed up against the window pane. Let's go outside, dancing in the rain. Let's go outside, dancing in the rain.
let's have some fun dancing in the rain. Let's have some fun dancing in the rain.
Okay, I think we have time for one more story.
Okay. Oh, let me think of a good one.
Because that just made me want more.
More. Another good one that came up was another show we did at Applejack's. This was with the Lollygaggers.
Okay.
And everything kind of intertwines. It's kind of a Coast Side story. We were down to a trio at one point, and we had lost a guitar player. He moved on to do other things. We had hired, I mean, we don't pay anything until the gig's over, and it's like a couple of beers and $50. But a gentleman, a real good guitar player I'd known for a long time, hadn't played out for a while, and we'd rehearsed with him 3 or 4 times, and he was ready to go. Day of the show comes up. It's a Friday night at Applejack's. We're all set up. Call him up. It was a payphone back then. Hey, Rich, where are you, man? We need you. And he's like, oh, I got a bad case of nerves. I just can't do it. It's, oh, man.
That's so not cool.
It's like cardinal sin in the music business. Mm-hmm. You at least show up. So in life in general. However, we did the first set as a trio, and that got kind of, you know, gets kind of old with just 3 guys. We got one guitar player, bass, and drums. So like just before we started, Andrew got on the phone. He got his little black book out and started making phone calls. And before the end of the night, before the end of the second set, we had a 4-piece horn section. Trumpet, 2 saxes, and a trombone.
That is so cool.
And they were up there swinging back and forth and doing the stabs and doing everything in unison like you'd see in a Motown show.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got a recording of that somewhere. It's terrible sound quality. But
that's
a fun
good
story.
Time.
That one kind of gives me goosebumps. Everybody kind of chipping in. It's like, sure, I'll be there in 20 minutes.
That's wonderful.
So, that's pretty cool.
It's great when you have when you can call in your friends and they show up and save the day and make it a great party for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. And you get to know all the musicians in town and everybody knows each other, handshakes and high fives and fist bumps now, you know. But yeah, it's great stuff.
All right.
It's a great community to be a part of.
That's great. Well, I'm going to be putting a band together for a really cool show that's coming up. I'll talk to everybody about it more. So I think I might have you guys dig into that Rolodex.
Thank you. We'd be honored.
All right. Great. All right. Well, Steve, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody check out Faultline. Is there a website people can find you at?
We don't have a website yet.
Do you have a Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook page, and we list all our gigs on there when they got coming up. We're doing a private party for the Pumpkin Festival,
okay.
November 10th at the IDS Hall. And, that's all we got on the books for now. We're talking to Old Princeton Landing, but we haven't set a date yet.
Okay. Well, you guys, when they do set a date, you know, you can find it at coastviewsmusic.com and, or right on the KHMB radio website. You can click on the Coast Views Music icon to see all the music on the coast side. This is Kelly Morlock signing out. Thanks everybody for listening to us once again and have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB.
If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.